Well, she's on the way back, and that's really good news for us. Winona Costin, morning to Winona. How are you?
Morning. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Very well. It spread around late last week that you spotted at track work, which is fantastic because where do we go back to? Around March, where you broke both of your wrists in a race fall.
Yeah. I was only back for 3 days, and then one just had a buck out the barriers, and I come off, and broke both of them.
Both of them. I mean, it's remarkable how that happened just 2 or 3 days after you come back. And it was a simple case of just putting your hands out to try and hold yourself from landing heavily on the ground?
I think so. I think I was probably just trying to protect my head. Just coming back from a head injury, you didn't want another one.
We spoke to you, 2 or 3 months ago, but One wrist was doing well and the other wasn't. So how's it played out the last couple of months?
My right one came really good quite quickly. That's just got one screw in it, that one. But my left is taken some time. I was still in a cast for quite up until last Thursday. And then came out of that and was back riding work the next day.
Okay, so the cast came off and you said, let me at them.
Yeah, I was. I thought we were just going in for a bit of a checkup, and then when the doctor said that he was happy to let me go back to track work, I was ecstatic.
Yeah, you would be. So it's more just to get your strength back, given that you've been off the scene for these months.
Yeah, I've just been riding quite a few client ones at Snowden. Peter really looks after me, so I just stay there for a couple of weeks, just get that strength back, and just take it easy. Because I can't race right until I get my plate screws out and my left one. So, just take it easy till then get serious when I come back then.
Okay, and when's the time frame on that left wrist?
I get them out on the 18th of July, and then I'll have to have a couple of weeks off then, and then hopefully race riding middle of August.
Okay, well, it's still a way off, but the signs are there. At least you're back riding a little bit of work and getting back doing what you love doing.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to get back.
I saw you at Scone for the carnival there going back to May. And are you one that gets frustrated when you're there and you can't ride, or do you cop it all right?
I do get very frustrated when I'm at the races and I can't ride, or if a horse that I was riding goes around without me. But you got to get over that. I love watching my races, so I still watch them all the time.
Yeah, no, exactly. But, I think that there's not another person. And one thing, I will embarrass you, and I wanted to try and find the audio this morning and time ran out, but Hugh Bowman did an interview on Sky Thoroughbred Central on Monday afternoon, and they were asking Hugh all sorts of different questions. Richard Haynes did the interview, and he said he asked a question about up-and-coming jockeys and the female jockeys and things like that. And he did mention you, Winona, is we're missing you from the riding ranks, that you've got good qualities for the future. So I don't want to embarrass you, but I am at the same time, that there are jockeys there that rate you quite highly, and you need to have a decent crack with everything that you've been through.
Yeah, I was over the moon to hear Sherry say that. That was just unbelievable. But, I'll be getting back and put my best foot forward and working hard, hopefully to get back to where I was before I left.
Yeah, understand. Well, we'll stay in contact. I just wanted to grab you to let our listeners know that you're making progression, and once you get that plate and screws out, hopefully around mid-August we're going to see you back riding in races. Good luck with it, Winona, and we'll certainly stay in contact.
Thanks very much.
Good on you. Winona Costin joining us there. Back riding track work, only slow ones, but good signs that she'll be back in the middle part of August. And I made reference to Hugh Bowman making in an interview on Monday on Sky Thoroughbred Central. This is what he said, including Winona Costin.
Sydney's most promising young rider.
There's a bit of strength in the young riding ranks at the moment. One that I'll make mention of is Winona Costin, who obviously was champion apprentice last year, and she's been succumbed to a couple of injuries, so we're missing her.
Yeah, so that was a little comment that he sort of made reference to.